Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and I just wanted to come on here today and have a conversation with friends about time. I'll pretend that you're talking back to me, and you pretend like we're sitting at a coffee shop sipping coffee. Deal? All right, so here is really the real deal. My daughter is in ninth grade, and I'm finding myself trying to hang on to every moment with her, assuming she's almost out the door. I think about three more summers she's at home, and it just makes me want to beg for time to stand still. You know the saying, the days are long and the years are short. Well, I'm in all of my feelings right now. It sounds so dramatic to say. I feel the time slipping away. And when I take a step back, I know that's not the case. At first, I'm so lucky we have such a strong bond. I don't take that for granted. But second, the invention of the cell phone is also a tether, right? For better or for worse, that I was reminded of, that it's really this link that generations before us just didn't have. She'll be able to call me at any time, unlike the days of like prepaid calling cards to call home long distance. Do you remember those days? I certainly do. So I fundamentally understand that this is just a chapter and an evolution. And I love that she's getting older and we can play board games and I don't have to let her win and we can binge watch Gilmore Girls and HGTV and she's so helpful around the house. I want her to thrive. This is why we raise kids, right? But for whatever reason, this season has just, it's hit me. High school started and I'm keenly aware of my timetable now in a way that I wasn't before. So I've been thinking about time and how we spend time and reviewing my own calendar and cross-referencing that with my priorities. You know, they say that your calendar really identifies your priorities because it's right there for you to see where you spend your time. And I think time is really the greatest equalizer. It's the resource that we just can't create more of. So this is really just an episode to remind you that we're all in this together. No one is immune from reflection and pivoting. And you're right where you need to be. I'm cheering for you, and I'm inviting you to reflect on how you spend your time. And of course, kindness is contagious. Couldn't leave an episode without saying that. So you know what to do. Grab kindness cards from our shop, or just go out there and spread some kindness today.